From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. President Joe Biden is scheduled to arrive in Illinois today. Air Force One is expected to touch down at O'Hare during our broadcast. He's headed to Crystal Lake, Illinois, to visit McHenry County College for a tour and to deliver remarks about his American Families Plan and infrastructure proposal. This is Biden's third visit to the Midwest in the last week. He's also been to Wisconsin and Michigan. And President Biden's visit isn't the only political news occupying our attention lately. There's also a lot to dig into with Illinois' congressional delegation, from Congressman Rodney Davis potentially plotting a run for governor, plus Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller from Southern Illinois welcoming fellow Republican representative and conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene to her district for a fundraiser. Here to talk about this and more is Lynn Sweet, Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times. Lynn, welcome back to the 21st.
And thank you so much for having me on this busy Illinois-centric day.
Absolutely. And lots going on. And listeners, if you have a question about Illinois as it relates to national politics, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. So, Lynn, what is President Biden doing in Illinois? What's the purpose of this trip?
The purpose is to, on the big scale, is to talk about his domestic policy plans that are packaged under the name Build Back Better agenda. This includes the infrastructure plan, which has so many elements in it, and it also has other kinds of elements with things on education. Now, in specifically, because he's appearing at the McHenry County Community College, he's going to be talking about community college and workforce training and Pell Grants. And under his agenda, he wants to provide, and this is all pending in Congress, and even with Democratic only, even if this is on a track that some of these proposals to be passed in the Senate just with Democrats, there is not unanimity on everything, but this is the president's proposal. And one of the big things is to have free community college tuition. You know, the aim there is not only to save what the White House thinks is about $6,000 a year, but it could help, you know, boost the earnings of low-wage high school graduates. Now, increasing Pell Grants, which is something that Democrats have wanted for years, it is the Pell Grants, which helps students pay for college, just hasn't kept pace with the cost of college.
Sure.
So, you know, that's in the package. And then it's other kind of workforce development suggestions and proposals to get more people into jobs in public health sector, child care, information technology, clean energy. These are the kinds of jobs that meld with the Democratic and Biden agendas, and also in the case of clean energy, then overlaps with an environmental agenda.
Yeah, the climate agenda.
Yes. And this has been talked about. Who did I say? Obama?
No. I just said the climate agenda.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. So the other thing is that, and this is an issue that has been percolating on a local, state, and national level, the Biden and his workforce development agenda wants to make a bigger investment in apprenticeship programs, because that is just seen as a terrific way to get people who are maybe not on traditional college tracks, don't want to be, don't need to be nowadays, into jobs that are well-paying, can't be exported, and are available in communities all over the place. Now, a key to this, of course, is offering child care for people who don't have access to affordable care, so it doesn't matter if your community college is free or not, if you have a kid and you can't go to class. So that is a component of this.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, I know the administration says this is not a politics visit, this is a policy visit, but I know that you have noticed where he is staging this. Happens to be in Congresswoman Lauren Underwood's district. What do you make of the decision to visit a blue district a purple district in a blue state, in terms of what the president is trying
Actually,
to do there?
In some ways, I know some people may call it purple. I see it more as just a divided McHenry County. It's red and blue, and I don't see much purple in between here. Now, Crystal Lake itself is a little bit of a Democratic haven. Why Joe Biden won Crystal Lake, he narrowly lost to Trump in McHenry County. And as I said in my column this morning, it's a tough county for Democrats. President Biden lost. Senator Dick Durbin lost. And even Lauren Underwood lost. Now, Crystal Lake politically is represented in Congress by not only Lauren Underwood, but Sean Casten. But Underwood is always seen as someone who has a much tougher time, continues to be a major Republican target, and has more of McHenry County in the district than Sean Casten. Yesterday at the White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki gave major shout outs to Lauren Underwood, it remains to be seen whether or not why she will be there. It will remains to be seen whether or not she'll be given a prominent role, a speaking role that she could use in an ad or something later on. Another point I make is that I could see Biden going there, as Jen Psaki said, because he wants to show that his plan is for everybody, Republicans, Democrats, in between, and that this infrastructure plan, this Build Back Better plan, is something that everyone can use. You know, there's a saying when it comes to infrastructure, if you're talking about roads, people like to say there are no red roads or blue roads. There's only green roads when you're talking about building a highway or something like that. And that's kind of the point I think Biden wants to make in going to this tough Democratic area.
And it's not even clear if this area will be part of Underwood's district in the future. We're still waiting on the census data.
That's what seems to me a bit baffling, because President Biden did go in Michigan and Wisconsin to areas that are where they have tough congressional races. And I don't know about the remap status in Wisconsin and Michigan, but I think it's controlled by Republicans in both of those states. So let's just go on the working theory. Republicans won't make a district better for a Democrat. Well, in our little haven of Democratic Illinois, Democrats control map making. Lauren Underwood's toughest county is McHenry County. Jim Oberweis gave her a sound defeat in that county. If you're making a map, let's just get rid of McHenry County. And if you want to help Lauren Underwood, that's as big a help probably right now as anything Joe Biden could do. Get rid of McHenry County, give it to someone else, divvy it up. Other members are in stronger positions, and just give her more turf with Democratic voters. So I think that the larger point of just throwing any spotlight on Lauren or anything helps her in fundraising and keeping her profile up. But if you're saying that this trip to McHenry can maybe translate to more votes in 2022, who knows if that area will even be in the district?
And one of the other things, and let me just remind listeners, we're speaking with Lynn Sweet, Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times, in advance of President Joe Biden's visit to Illinois today. Air Force One is scheduled to be touching down this hour. He's speaking at a community college, as we've been discussing, in McHenry County. He's also going to be meeting with, reportedly, with Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Lynn. And this is, I believe, last I read, it was happening at O'Hare Airport. What do we know about what's behind this visit? Obviously, Chicago had a
Well, you don't have to
terrible.
use reportedly. Mayor
Yeah,
Lightfoot
okay.
confirmed it.
Okay,
Jen
thank
Psaki
you.
confirmed it. It's happening. So Lori Lightfoot has a few things on her agenda with the meeting. And here's the urgency taking place now. We're speaking, as the news was breaking this morning, as in Chicago, two ATF agents and one Chicago police officer were shot. So this, I'm expecting, and I just tweeted this out. My Twitter handle, by the way, is @LynnSweet, that I'm expecting some statement either from Biden or the White House taking note of the shooting of the federal agents. So Biden on June 22nd unveiled a series of proposals that can help big cities with gun violence, including Chicago. And one of the things is he's going to send in some reinforcements. Now, he said he would do it within 30 days. One of the things Mayor Lightfoot said yesterday she's going to ask Biden is to speed it up. And I think the shootings of federal agents today put an even greater urgency on an urgent situation. Chicago just went through over the July 4 holiday, its most violent weekend of 2021.
And yeah, so this is, I mean, that's obviously something that's going to be closely followed. Do you know, I know there was some question as to how extensive a meeting this was going to be at the airport. I mean, do we expect news to come out of this?
I asked Psaki about it at the briefing yesterday. These are known knowns, as Donald Trump.
No notes. I was reading the transcript and I saw Lynn and she would never cut you off. Lynn had said, I wasn't sure if that was you.
That
I didn't watch the video.
To say that. It was me. Yes. So she just said she didn't have a time as to how long it would be. So we're not making a movie here. We're writing a book. The quality of whatever the outcome of the meeting is doesn't get better the longer you have Biden.
Fair enough.
So
yeah.
I don't think it, she was just trying to be helpful in giving me whatever she had. So when you think of it, a meeting is a meeting. Let's say Lightfoot just talks with Biden when they're standing on the tarmac at O'Hare, and they don't go into a room in a hangar, in a private hangar where there's places to meet. What difference does it make? So sometimes in my reporting, I do like to look for differences with distinction. And in this one, I think the length of time and exactly where they're standing when they talk, she will get the message across that if you're going to send help, can we get it sooner than later?
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any other tea leaves to read with this visit?
Yes.
I mean, in terms of Pritzker, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So there's also a plan for him to meet with Governor J.B. Pritzker. Pritzker will be greeting the president at the airport. And the only way that Pritzker could get to Crystal Lake in time, if indeed he's at the airport, will to be helicoptered over, as is Biden. So I don't know if he'll be in Marine One to go. He's going to have some one-on-one time. It could be in Crystal Lake, or maybe he changed his plans and he's not meeting him at the airport. We'll know soon, because if he's not in the helicopter, he can't do both, because you just can't. Our listeners know that Crystal Lake is a hike from O'Hare. You try and get there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, but the point being, he's going to be there. There'll be a who's who of Illinois Democrats. Senator Durbin will be there. Senator Tammy Duckworth will be there. Senator Sean Casten and Underwood will be there. Senator Raja Krishnamoorthy will be there. And probably more leaders of the Illinois General Assembly, because, you know, this is a bit of a respite for Biden. He's coming into a friendly, Biden-loving state, even though there are many Trump Republicans here. He knows it for the moment. This is his, this is a very friendly place that he's going to.
Sure.
And he's talking about something that's not controversial. We're not talking about social policy here. We're talking about giving you money. July 15th, some of our listeners should know, if you have kids and you have an adjusted gross income of less than $150,000, you'll be getting a check of up to $300 for each child that you have as part of the Biden administration child tax credit. You could get $3,000 by the end of the year. This is a credit, by the way. It's your money. You're just getting it earlier, and the credit was increased, so you're getting more of your money back. This is a credit. This is not money that you have to pay taxes on. Even if you hate Trump, even if you love Trump, even if you love or hate Biden, you are going to automatically be getting this money in your account per child. So if you have four kids and you're a family that, makes $100,000, that's a healthy salary in Illinois. And if you have four kids for a few months for each kid, you are going to get a lot of extra cash. And that certainly is something I expect Biden to be talking about.
Sure. All right. Well, we are almost out of time, only about 30 seconds left in our conversation. Do you have a sense? You've been watching Rodney Davis for a lot of years, as other members of the Illinois congressional delegation. I saw out bike riding with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg last week, talking about transportation on bicycle. Do you have any sense? Is he closer to making his move in terms of running for governor? Or do you expect him to wait until after the remap?
Everything is on hold until the remap, and that would be true for Adam Kinzinger, too. We have five Illinois Republicans. Freshman Mary Miller, who is, as you mentioned, who has allied herself with the Trumpiest part of the Trump movement by having Marjorie Taylor Greene come in to fundraise for her, a
yep.
leading conspiracy theorist, she is likely to be thrown in. She has no sway right now, even though her husband is a state law, is in the Illinois General Assembly. She's in the weakest position of anyone, and she will probably be thrown in a district with one of the five.
Right.
Adam Kinzinger is the only one in Northern Illinois, so Rodney Davis should just wait and see. There's no urgency. The primary has been pushed back until June, so he can see what the district looks like, see what Democrats may be running against him, and most important, see what other
yep.
Republicans have emerged.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Lynn Sweet is Washington Bureau Chief and columnist at the Chicago Sun-Times. Lynn, thank you for sharing your reporting with us today on the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
More to come after a short break. Stay with us.
Support for the 21st comes from Christie Clinic. Christie Clinic, providing health care to the community for more than 90 years. Local procedures, providers, specialties, and choice. Christie Clinic is focused on caring for the community.